He resealed the cartridge box and considered what to do with the 19 remaining rounds. If it were combat, you'd want them as handy as possible. But he couldn't imagine a situation where he'd have the opportunity or necessity to reload. He knew that Willie Joe carried a weapon. That was part of his swagger. Maybe his lawyer was armed, too, or there would be bodyguards. He'd survived 2 bullet wounds, lung and leg, in the war. He might survive another. But the real reason, from experience, was to aim for the head. They were experimenting with brain transplants. In Willie Joe's case, anything would be an improvement. He considered throwing away the 19 cartridges here, where another patron could make use of them. But with his luck, the police would find them instead, and they'd trace them back to him, assuming he survived lunch. The rational part of him knew there was little danger. He was useless to them dead. But part of him would always be in the desert, fighting men with guns, and he wasn't going to face one unarmed. Besides, Willie Joe didn't strike him as particularly rational. He put the bullets back in the bag and took out the light plastic holster. He set the revolver on a shelf and read the instructions, then opened his shirt and twisted the holster back and forth rapidly. It warmed in his hands. He carefully positioned it under his left arm and pressed it into place. It stuck like glue, but would supposedly peel away painlessly. He slipped the gun into it, the weight strange but reassuring, then flushed the toilet, a flagrant violation of the law, and returned to the bar. The bartender had waited for him to come out. He cracked the tap slowly and filled a frosted mug. "You know, I got a memory for faces. You ain't been in here before, but I seen you someplace. That's not surprising. I lived around Gainesville for 40 years. The beer was a new kind, bland but with a little catnip bite. Ice cold, though, and welcome. Good. Norman Bell, I'm a music teacher and musician. See, I've seen you on the cube with your wife, Professor Bell. What you make of all this stuff?" "Well, I sort of have to go along with the wife. Preserve domestic tranquility." He laughed. "I hear you. She makes a good case, though. New Year's Day is going to be interesting. Little green men on the White House lawn. Probably something even weirder than that. Something we can't even imagine." The bartender poured himself a small glass of beer. "Yeah, I was reading, like, why don't they send a picture? Be afraid of what we'd do? What my wife says is they have no reason to be afraid of us for anything. They could fry the planet if we made a threatening move. Jesus. But there are any number of innocent explanations. Maybe they don't send pictures because there's nobody aboard. It's just a robot that's programmed to wander around, listening for radio waves. That's what Rory thinks. My wife. That was in the article. Also, maybe they're like invisible, made of energy." I had students like that, Norman thought. "I don't think there's anything mysterious about it. They know a lot about us, evidently, and don't want us to know too much about them. That's what a military operation would do. So we can kiss our ass adios. Not necessarily. We don't know anything about their psychology. They might be following some kind of ritual, or keeping us in suspense as some kind of joke. Who knows? Yeah, I guess." He wiped the bar slowly. "You do any getting ready for it? You mean emergency preparations?" He shrugged. "Just what we have on hand for hurricanes. Plenty of water and food. I'm more worried about people panicking than aliens." "Me too. You ought to go down to the pawn shop and get a gun." Norman jumped. "Como?" "What I did. Something a guy at the bar said. Ammunition will get you through times of no food, but food won't get you through times of no ammo. The guys with him thought that was muy chistoso. Then one of them whispered something, and they looked at me and laughed again. Them's the kind I went out and got the gun for." "Claro. You must have some rough customers here." Norman nodded toward the bathroom. "Looks like you had a big fight back there last night." "Oh, mierda. They busted up?" "No, just blood."